Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbrep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to be calling. I like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say, and Yarn Up Strong, your mob too, deadly. All right, now Kimberley Aboriginal Women's Council launches strategic plan at federal parliament. The Kimberley Aboriginal Corporation Women's Council will have launched 2025-27 strategic plan at Federal Parliament House in Canberra, ensuring the Aboriginal women's leadership rights and self-determination are firmly on the national agenda ahead of the upcoming elections. The plan outlines the organisation's commitment to women's leadership, grassroots empowerment, cultural security and systems reform, with a strong focus on strengthening the Aboriginal community control sector, fostering self-determination and advancing closing the gap priorities. Also highlights key initiatives including the Women's Leadership Program, Rise and Shine Mentoring Program for Kimberley Aboriginal Girls, and Organisational Strategic Development Program, all designed to create long-term social, cultural and economic benefits from Aboriginal women and their communities. With that, I'm going to catch up have a yarn now with chairperson of the organisation, Selena Amiri, and also the CEO, Janine Duru, and got them both on the line. Ladies, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. So we've got Selena and Janine?
Yes.
Both there. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for coming to the program. Start with you, Selena. Who your mob were you from, please?
Well, I'm from the Kimberleys. My mob are the Bard. They're from the Dampier Peninsula.
Yes.
And the Jaru people from the Halls Creek side.
Lovely. Big shout out to your mob. Janine, who your mob were you from, sis?
I'm Nigana, from the Badawara and Wunuba.
Fantastic, beautiful, and big shout out to your mob as well. Look, congratulations in regarding standing up for our women in community. So the organisation launched strategic plan at federal parliament. That has already been done, hasn't it, ladies?
Yes, first thing this morning.
Good.
7 a.m.
Thank you. Fantastic. Look, it is a very important space. We're talking about closing the gaps in all levels, our women need a lot of work done in employment, in education, but also in health. Very important, yes?
Absolutely.
So tell us about the future ahead. I mean, the launch of strategic plan with the federal parliament. What do you hope out of this, and what's the vision for the future?
So we are hoping, hence why we're here today, in holding our launch this morning, and we're lobbying all week with politicians and their advisors as a lead up to the upcoming election.
Yes.
So our impact work that we have been designing over a period of time now is focused on women's empowerment. Our girls, young girls program is around, you know, Arise and Shine,
yes,
to create, you know, clear pathways and opportunities for our young girls as they step into adulthood. Our advocating and ensuring that our women organisations across the Kimberley are invested in,
yes,
so they're able to, you know, continue and I guess excel on the amazing work they are currently doing, but also starting, you know, the investment into prevention around family violence as well.
Exactly.
And creating opportunity, you know, for further development for our amazing women leaders and emerging leaders, at the not just at the regional level, but also at the state, national, and global level. So
exactly,
how do we elevate our voices?
And when we're talking about leadership, look, here you are, my sisters, congratulations, chairperson and CEO. And that's what we're talking about. You can't be what you can't see. So young female sisters in the community can see the role that you're playing, helps them rise. And then we look at this fantastic program you got here, Rise and Shine Mentoring Program. How long has that been running for?
We're still in the phases of developing the program and hoping to launch that towards the end of the year. Obviously, you know, with the complex, I guess, issues that some of our young girls are facing today, but also the way, Indigenous expenditure is dispersed within our communities, that we are now dealing with, you know, multiple service providers within that space. So one of our approaches is around collaboration for impact. So, you know, collaborative change, how do we work within community organisations and community to develop the appropriate governance mechanisms that make and create a smoother pathway for our young girls to excel.
It's about building a strong foundation, which is what you're intending to do for the future of our women in all aspects of life. Janine, how many crew members, staff on board with the organisation?
There's three staff, myself, our crew, and a newly recruited strategic development manager.
Good. All right, fantastic. Opportunities for more young ladies to come on board as staff?
Absolutely.
Yes.
One of our key focuses, while myself or the three of us, staff members at the moment, our commitment is, 3 years commitment to build on the foundations of the Kimberley Aboriginal Women's Council. And succession planning is one of our key components, so we are able to upskill our women and young girls within community to then take on these leadership roles.
Yeah, fantastic. So you're in Canberra, there for the week, so appointments left, right and centre with all the different member of parliaments, all the politicians, yes? Ready for the yarn?
Yes.
So then your mob going to talk to your mob, listen up.
That's it.
Grab by the scruff of the neck and get your...
Come a long way.
Exactly. Come a long way. Well, congratulations, girls. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to your organisation. You're doing a fantastic, driving a fantastic vehicle, the importance of our women and their future. So, look, keeping a close eye on it. Please keep in touch. Keep doing what you're doing. And all the best to you and your mob there, my sisters.
Thank you very much,
thank you.
You take care. Thank Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there. That's Selena O'Meara, the chairperson of the Kimberley Aboriginal Women's Council, and also Janine Ajuru, and she's the CEO of the Kimberley Aboriginal Women's Council. They launched their strategic plan and still doing the process in Canberra at the moment at Federal Parliament and yarning up with all the appropriate ministers and Member of Parliament for this vehicle that they're driving into the future, looking after our deadly women in the Kimberley. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong, you mob, here on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Put them on. Mark it. Bobo ni negri kinga e para.
Yeah, welcome Black to your daily program. National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. All right, Nan, a quick response to this week's flooding here in far north Queensland, which has disrupted roads and supply chains across the far north. Centrecare F&Q through the Manura Neighbourhood Centre is calling for donations of bread, meat and pantry staples while sharing simple pantry smart recipes to help families make the most of what they have. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Anita Vivas, Executive Director of Centrecare F&Q. And we have Anita on the line. Anita, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, big shout out. Thank you very much, Centrecare. The work that you guys do, make a difference, is your slogan and a very, very important space of work that you guys do. So you're screaming for food donation to help families in need because of the rains and what have you, roadblocks. We are running low in shopping centres.
Yeah, look, absolutely. We know that people are struggling and we often support people through our neighbourhood centre in Manura regularly with food supplies, but we're running low ourselves now because obviously the food trucks can't get through and so there's limited supplies of the places that we usually get donations from. So we're just asking for the local community to help out by dropping non-perishable goods into the neighbourhood centre there on Peace Street
yeah.
Things like bread and meat, those kind of things too.
All right, fantastic. And your hours, your time for opening, when can people drop in donations?
Yep, so they can drop it in to the neighbourhood centre Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, although there are quite often staff there before 10 a.m.
Sure.
So yeah, look, that would be perfect.
Right,
if
fantastic.
There's any businesses out there listening as well that you know would like to support, that would be fabulous too.
So we're talking about food and what have you, but also would you take coins, any money?
Oh, look, absolutely. You know, if people want to make donations, we're always able to find somebody that's in need that needs a little bit of extra support. So, yeah, that always doesn't go astray.
And how do people contact you? You got a web page there?
Yeah, look, they can contact us here in our main office at Aplin Street in the city or on our website. People can donate on the website and our contact details are all on Facebook as well.
Okay. And your webpage, what's that there, website?
If people just Google or just search Centrecare FNQ, they'll find us pretty easy.
Lovely, fantastic. And how long have you been executive director there at Centrecare, Anita?
Yep, I've been here for 8 years now, so it's been quite a while. This is our second year doing support after disasters and disaster recovery. So, you know, one of the things that we learnt as well was that people do struggle when their pantries are running low. Mm. So if people have a look on our Facebook page, what they'll also see is some simple recipes there using things that most people have got in the cupboard, you know, tinned fish or some rice, chickpeas, things like that, just basic recipes that people can use if they're struggling at the moment.
Exactly. Well, thank you for your input and thank you for the work you do. And big shout out to your daily team at Centrecare F&Q. Thank you very much. Anita, we'll talk soon. And look, stay dry, sister.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Take care. See
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Anita Vivas, her name is Executive Director, Centrecare F&Q. So you can donate. Go to the Centrecare office there in P Street. Or go to their webpage as well, Centrecare F&Q. Just Google that, otherwise .org, and donate what you can. But just to ease the burden on families, thanks to the monsoonal, thanks to all the rains up here in far north Queensland. At one stage there, Townsville was cut off from three ways. Bridge went down north of Townsville and also west of Townsville, going out towards Charters Towers. Roads were blocked there, as well as heading down to Mackay, heading south. So Townsville became an island. So thoughts and prayers going out to people living there, Townsville and Ingham as well. And look, just stay safe and listen to the authorities as well. And of course, the old phrase, if it's flooded, forget it. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Hey, we get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. do. You're the reason for things I say. When we're not together, I fall apart. Seems I get lost, all alone in the dark. Can't go on loving if you're not in my heart. You're the reason why I feel so good. Give the world if only I could. Hey, you're my woman and I'm your man. We're two of a kind, but we understand. We can't go on loving if you're not in my heart.
Yeah, Ringu Band there. Proud young Arnhem Land man. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up. Yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. That's BBM Bumbra Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Now, ovarian cancer is now confirmed as the deadliest women's cancer, with the latest statistics revealing 5-year survival rate of just 49%. Tragically, two-thirds, 67% of cases are diagnosed at an advanced stage, where survival drops to just 29%. The Australian deadly women's cancer pushing the point why women need urgent action now. We're going to catch up a yarn with Professor Claire Scott, AM, Chair of ANZGOG, that is, Australian New Zealand Gynecological Oncology Group. And we have Professor Claire on the line. Professor Claire, good morning. Hello? Professor Claire, you there? Hello? Professor Claire? No, lost Professor Claire. We'll try and get Professor Claire on the line and talk about this urgent need for action now, Australia's deadliest women's cancer. And despite significant advancement in cancer treatment, progress in ovarian cancer survival has significantly stalled, where the overall 5-year survival rate across all types of cancer has climbed to 72.7%. Ovarian cancer survival remains as dire as it was in 1975. Which is sad in that sense. So hopefully we can fix it. We'll try again with Professor Claire. Professor Claire, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Is that you, Trevor?
This is Trevor, yes. Thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based,
Pleasure.
Professor?
So I'm based in Melbourne.
In Melbourne. All right. So, look, very sad. The percentages are high in regarding 5-year survival rate of 49%. And so why women need urgent action now. We need to act on this. And you've been the chair of ANZGOG, Australia New Zealand Gynecological Oncology Group, a very important space, and we need action. So enlighten us, please. What needs to be done, Professor Claire?
Absolutely. Look, we couldn't agree more, and thank you so much for taking the time for us to be able to talk about this. We know that for First Nation women, sadly, 103 women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer each year, and then 40 women will die from ovarian cancer each year. So as you say, you know, this is completely unacceptable.
Sure.
And First Nations people are nearly 1.5 times more likely to die from cancer in general as non-First Nations. So we really need to think about that, and there are a number of things that we can do.
So we're talking about a bigger gap here, aren't we, Professor? Closing another gap.
Exactly. Mm. It's totally how we see that as well. And we have some recommendations in general, and then I'll talk a little bit at the end about some specific thing that's coming along. So we know that there's no screening for any women for ovarian cancer, even the high-risk women. Mm. We know that the important thing is responding to signs and symptoms that you might personally, you know, feel and then need to see your doctor about. So those are abdominal bloating or swelling, pain in the abdomen, pelvis or back, and particularly a change in your appetite or specifically feeling full quickly. That one's quite an important one. And sometimes along with that, the feeling that you need to pass urine more often, and someone will get either constipation or diarrhea. Of course, there could be some change in weight or tiredness or change in your periods, but those top ones of the bloating, feeling full quickly and frequently passing urine tend to be a giveaway if all three go together. Now, of course, these are common symptoms for many women to have during the course of their lifetime.
Yes.
So particularly if these symptoms persist, you know, beyond sort of 3 to 4 weeks, then I think you need to see your doctor. And if they persist and your doctor doesn't seem to be answering your questions, then you should try and see another doctor. I know that can be difficult in some areas, but some doctors are more, you know, perhaps familiar with these symptoms than others.
So Professor, we need screening, don't we?
What was that?
We need screening for the ladies?
Yeah, so we have a lot of researchers all around the world trying to find better screening tests, because the ones we have tested so far have not found ovarian cancers at a stage early enough to be able to make women live longer. And that is the formal purpose of screening, to discover cancers early to be able to cure them. So and we do have that sort of research going on, but that's why the symptoms are so important at this stage.
And it must be very, very hard for remote areas.
It is, yes, it is. And look, I think, more education, and also particularly for women who are in remote areas but have access to the internet on their phones or computers. For example, they could then go, if they're interested, they could go to our ANZGOG.org.au website. So that's ANZGOG.org.au website. And if they're personally affected and need support, they could go to the Ovarian Cancer Australia website, which is ovariancancer, all one word, .net.au, because there would be a lot of information there, and that would give them, you know, the power to sort of feel like, no, this is something different. What I'm reading online looks like what I'm feeling, or a family member could read it and talk to them about it. And then hopefully that will give them more ability to get to see a doctor who can make a difference.
Professor Clare, thank you. I suppose as we live our lives, and when we've got family members or we've got mob from community coming to a rural town or a city as such, if you're going there to catch up with family or for a wedding or whatever the case may be, to drop in and get a test while you're there, you know what I mean? To be proactive.
Certainly to get seen if they have any symptoms, but to have a checkup if they haven't had a checkup in a while, and that's for a range of different things that can improve their health. I think that's absolutely right. And when you have those, you know, family and mob discussions, then one thing that could be talked about, although it might not seem to happen very often, is around 15% of women in Australia who have the main type of ovarian cancer have an inherited gene like BRCA1 or BRCA2. These are these BRCA genes. And First Nations women can inherit an abnormal copy of one of those genes, although we don't have a good knowledge about what proportion of First Nations women that occurs in. So it's really definitely something good to talk about.
Sure, and yes.
I understand that people are really behind access to genomic medicine benefits and to genetic counselling services, and those are provided, you know, in WA, NT and Queensland and in other states as well. So that, again, is something that if someone was struggling, if they heard that they had a family history, that someone in their family had ovarian cancer, then again, they could contact either ANZGOG or OCA to get help in accessing genetic counselling if they're having trouble doing that via their doctor. Just because I know that the GPs have so much on their minds and they have so much to do, it's good to be able to empower women to know how to find the help that they need in that regard.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you for shedding light on this. A very important space it is. Big shout out to your team, and look, keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch. And message out there to our sisters. Yeah, do the checkup. And if you've got symptoms happening there, then do the checkup. Reach out. Thank you very much, and all the best, Professor Clare.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time today. Bye.
Professor Clare Scott AM, Chair of ANZGOG, and that's Australian New Zealand Gynecological Oncology Group. So the percentages are high, survival rate, and regarding ovarian cancer. So do your checkups. Very important to do so. Or if the symptoms are there, then we'll have the reach out, and it's so very important. And as you live your life, you come to, especially when you live in remote areas, and you come to a city or town, do the checkup, especially your symptoms there, but always best to look after yourself. It's hard when it's remote, but there's a gap there, and we need to close the gap in regarding First Nation women and their health. So this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yanap Strong? 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM. BBM.
Ekuina tatanga ngolana namkutana. Ekin kin wayang ulang na e ngayay na e kui na tatanga e kui na tatanga nula nanam kutana e kiki wayangula kanau kana e ngayayna e kiki wayangula kanau kana e ngayayna
on. Should you be the one I'm looking for? Find a girl that's crazier than me. Her hair is swinging in the breeze, turning hair with such an ease, walking down the road without a care. Come on baby, kayak with me now.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Connection.
Yeah, that's Yongul Francis Williams here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana up strong? 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, at BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana up strong, you mob. I want to give a big shout out to WOW, that's Wheels of Wellness, Homeless Healthcare here in Cairns. Why choose this? WOW is the only primary healthcare and wellbeing service in Cairns specialising in supporting people who are sleeping through homeless or at risk of homelessness, as well as other vulnerable or marginalised people. They're dedicated and committed to multidisciplinary team of professionals who do things a little different. And also a big shout out to the supporters by two incredible services and the funding from Northern Queensland Primary Health Network, NQPHN, and comes through the Australian Government's PHN program. The Cairns Hinterland Hospital and Health Services also funds WOW to provide follow-up care post-discharge for the vulnerable people of our beautiful city Cairns, and our practice building principles involving fully bulk build services and have secure Medicare funding. So look, big shout out to them. And they do meals on wheels. You can have a meal as well. And Friday that happens over there in Grove Street, I believe. So big shout out. Otherwise, check out their webpage and Google the and the name of the organisation, which is WOW, Wheels of Wellness. There it is. All right. And another news here. The AFL Indigenous All-Stars full squad announced. The AFL has announced the full Indigenous All-Stars squad for the match in the West. And that'll be happening very, very soon, just around the corner. A total of 31 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander AFL players from 16 clubs will take part in the February 15 march against Fremantle, which includes 7 All-Australians, 9 Premiership players, 6 top 10 draft picks, and 3 Mark of the Year winners. So we're talking about talent to the max happening, and we're going to try and reach out to brother Michael Long and have a yarn with him, who'll be attending the match over in Perth. So stay tuned for that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416. 10 minutes left in the program with your deadly program, National Talk Black. Voice for our people. Do utilise them. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
I'm sorry for getting so close so soon, but it feels so good to me. I guess we could take the time to see just what it is that we both have here. Have you been alone too long? Is the fear too much to bear? I'm falling in love with someone again. Don't you feel alive like me? Ain't it wonderful to be possibly in love with someone forever? Girl, I've got you back. I've got you back, and you make me feel so glad you came along. Girl, I've got you back. I've got you back. You feel your defenses falling down as this window of love opens to us. Oh, I wish this could be enough to set us free from all the pain.
closer I get to you. The more you make me see, by giving you all you've got, your love has captured.
Walk by the house where we used to live, and the roses we grew ain't there anymore. White picket fence replaced by a wall, the graveled old driveway ain't there. And past the dance floor where we used to go, there on Friday nights we'd be dancing real slow. Then walk back to your house, and there on the porch you cried when you told me you'd be mine.
Look up your memories, brother. Warren H. Williams, big shout out, brother. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev about to sign off for today's program. Thank you for your company, Mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, stay dry. The wet season's still upon us. We need to travel safe. If it's flooded, forget it. Look after ourselves. Take care and look after our families. Very, very important. But you can yarn up strong. Leave a message if you like. You can text brother 0457140550. Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Otherwise, I'm on a hot seat again tomorrow. That daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416 is the number. So stay tuned. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you for your support as well. To the BBM crew here, management and board of directors, thank you very much for allowing this program go to the airwaves. It is your program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.